In 2013, the largest farmland asset manager in the world made a $5 million gift to the University of Illinois to establish a research center. As part of the Big Ag U series, Illinois Newsroom's Dana Cronin reports on how the center was founded to study the very area of investment where the company has few rivals and has wandered into controversy.
You probably know TIAA as a manager of retirement accounts. It's a huge player in that market.
In over 100 years, we've never missed a payment. Guaranteed monthly income for life.
And part of that giant investment portfolio is farmland. Because as it turns out, farmland is a really good investment. It's stable and tends to increase in value year to year. And as the saying goes, they're not making any more of it. So farmland is increasingly viewed as a commodity, something to be bought, sold, or rented. And the TIAA Center for Farmland Research, housed at the University of Illinois, is evidence of that. The $5 million donation that made the think tank possible is the fourth largest corporate gift the university's agriculture department has received in the last 10 years. That's according to data obtained by Harvest Public Media and Investigate Midwest through the Freedom of Information Act. Bruce Sherrick is a professor of farmland economics and the center's director.
When people ask me what I do, I say I'm interested in anything that affects farmland values. Anything that affects farmland values. Who does that matter to? Anyone who cares about farmland values.
He says that's not just the center's benefactor.
That's farmers. That's investors. That's input dealers. That's crop insurance people.
But some say focusing on farmland as just a commodity puts investors over the communities that rely on the land. Gabrielle McNally leads an initiative at American Farmland Trust that supports women landowners. She says corporate investment in farmland drives up the cost of the land, and that can make it harder for new people to own farmland.
And it is, by and large, women and folks of color who kind of make up this sort of the new and beginning farmer group.
Research also shows that conservation often falls by the wayside on plots of farmland owned by corporations. TIAA has also come under fire for working with a land grabber to acquire some of their Brazilian farmland. That's led some of TIAA's own clients to speak out, like University of Iowa anthropology professor Laura Graham. Her research focuses on indigenous communities in Brazil. Her retirement account? Managed by TIAA.
And so it's very ironic that my own retirement is supporting something that my research and my work with communities is in direct opposition to.
So she and other University of Iowa faculty demanded transparency and accountability from the investment giant. TIAA declined comment for this story. Sherrick, head of the TIAA Center for Farmland Research back at the University of Illinois, says that controversy hadn't surfaced yet when the university received the gift. But he says that no-strings-attached corporate gift created a model for universities to dedicate themselves to research in perpetuity.
State funding had gone away. Federal funding had gone away. Our extension program finances have gone virtually completely away, so we're substituting for those other sources.
Others say this corporate model leaves out rural communities that schools also need to serve.
You know, we need to be looking at farm policies which would strengthen small-scale farmers and make land more accessible to them.
Doug Hertzler is a senior policy analyst with ActionAid USA.
People that have a worldview that playing the market is what matters aren't thinking about the well-being of those rural communities.
Hertzler says creating more of these corporate university research partnerships could ultimately hurt those whose livelihoods depend on farmland, farmers. I'm Dana Cronin, Illinois Newsroom.
This is part of Big Ag U, an investigative series by Harvest Public Media and Investigate Midwest on corporate influence at public universities across the Midwest.